Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. And when you hear the word chronically, do you normally associate that with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been pre-programmed right into us. But what if we flip the idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, our minds, our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things, Minna.
So, we are at 88 degrees. So summer is almost here and colleges, I think, is almost out. What do you like about summer?
Summer, I think about the beach, you know, sun tanning, all the fresh fruits that are in season. And of course, our favorite travel, right? We love traveling. And, you know, summer is generally a time where most families take their vacations. And of course, they travel for fun. When I was a kid, you know, my family used to love to go fishing. You know, we have this pier that we go out to, and we just spend days almost every day fishing. I couldn't understand why my parents loved it, but it was a great way to spend time with the family. I remember more of spending time with family rather than fishing because they smelled so fishy.
So does the family fish for the fish or fish for the fun?
They fish for the fish. I guess I was there for the fun. But, you know, anyways, we'll spend the day fishing, and I'll be skipping rocks at the beach and looking, you know, I was too young to do anything else. But yeah, it was fun.
So you don't fish?
I did a little, not a lot.
Not a good fisherman. So yeah, like you, a lot of people actually relate summer to having fun outdoors, right? A lot of people like to go to the beach. There's so many, so much that in cities where there are no beaches, the people are building beach clubs so that people can go and have the beach vibe. We saw a lot of those in Las Vegas last summer when we were there. We took a break and we went to Vegas. And, you know, there's an old saying in the financial world, sell in May and go away. Now, I don't know the origin of that, and I don't know how true it is. But basically, the saying is referring to the professional traders, and they would sell the stocks in May, and then they would go away for the summer, do whatever it is that they do. They take a long break, so they don't have to worry about their positions every day, and, you know, they come back after the break.
You know, and it's funny how Minna was talking about these beach clubs. You know, of course, in Vegas, all the hotels have the beach clubs. But even here in Houston, literally, I think 2 miles away, we have this new housing community where they're actually building a beach club. They're bringing in white sand. You can do paddle boarding. You literally will be on a beach.
You do paddle boarding?
Yeah. And, cool. And you know, so we need to figure out if we can actually head over there, even though we're not a resident. But anyway, somebody's actually great time to relax and, of course, to reset. And, you know, because we work all year long, and just like an elastic band, if you keep stretching, eventually it's just going to snap and break on you, right? So you really need to let go of all that tension once in a while. And summer's a great time to do it, right? And, you know, take a couple of weeks off. Maybe you need a month off if you have kids, and do something that you're going to enjoy, you know. Do something that relaxes you and your family.
So I don't know what vision you have when I say chillaxing, but I would recommend you stay off the phone, the tablet, the laptop, all that. So we are normally so plugged into the world that with information that, you know, things coming at us from all directions. And it is important to get unplugged. You know, just put a bubble around you so that nothing can hit you at that time. When there is no noise and distractions around you, you can settle in and focus on yourself. Just turn yourself inwards and focus on yourself for a second.
I agree. I think that is the best advice. Like if you're chillaxing on a beach in, you know, Mexico, you know, or wherever, maybe in Spain, you know, our next guest is going to be in Spain. So amazing there. You don't want to be following someone on TikTok or watching them chilling on in Vegas, right? Your spot is just as amazing. So just unconnect and enjoy your time. All right.
Yeah. You know, if you're traveling for fun, don't bring your laptop. I know many people who feel like they have to just in case people need them for whatever reason. You know what? They don't. Even if you're your own business owner, even your own business, if you plan things well, you can always step away from the business and it will run just fine. This business won't burn down. It may take a little bit of planning though. So, you know, work on it, but it can be done.
That is so true. You know, I think that that part about not taking business with you, it's not a business trip, right? It's a personal family time, vacation time. And, you know, Min and I, we don't normally travel during summer because we don't like the crowds and, you know,
it's expensive.
It's expensive and we don't like screaming little kids. That's just us, of course. That's just us. And I'm not saying, you know, that other people don't do it, right? But, you know, that doesn't mean you can't chillax, right? Just do what you need to do to chillax. You know, some of the things that we love to do are spa days, right? Spa days are a great way to relax and reset your mind and body. And, you know, I think when you're relaxing, it's also a good time to learn something new, right? Maybe learn to be a better cook. You know, I'm trying to learn to be a better gardener, learn a new language. We're both doing that. We're learning Spanish or Espanol, you know, and pick up a new hobby. I think picking a new hobby keeps things fresh. I think it's fun that way because learning something new is essential to keep our brains active. And that's a very important part of longevity. You don't want to live a long time and have nothing upstairs, right? You know, you really want to keep your body young and strong. But you also want to keep your mind sharp and focused.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a kid, we tend to do like summer school and like the activities, you learn something. When we grew up, we kind of forget about that. So summertime, you just go back and learn something new. Do something that you normally don't do. Just keep your mind active.
Read a book. You know, when's the last time you pick up a book? I mean, like a real book, you know, not one of these, you know, fashion magazines or, you know, Sports Illustrated or whatever. Read a book, right? Learn something new. Pick a class, right? Do some volunteer work. I think a lot of us can do more help by doing a little bit more volunteer work. And one of my personal favorites is pick up a new sport, right? Like, you know, I always tell people you need to move. And, you know, strength training is great, but you have to train your bodies in other areas. So, like, pick up a racquetball. I know pickleball is getting really popular right now. Right. And, you know, it's funny. I used to laugh. Pickleball used to be a senior sport. And we went playing once last year. And I got to say, I got my ass kicked by two seniors. And they were sort of like laughing at us. And I was like, whatever, you know, it's a game. Right. But, you know, it can be competitive. Any sport can be competitive. And it's something that, you know, we still haven't quite figured out what we want to do. But anyways, the possibilities are endless. You know, you just have to plan for it. Summer's a great time to work on your body. Right. And I don't mean getting a bikini body or those six pack abs that everyone wants from following everyone on social media. You know, summer is a great time to transition to eating whole foods because that's when everything's abundant. Everything is fresh, farmer's market. Everything just comes to you literally pick from a tree and they're coming straight to your system. It's time to build up your immune system because usually when fall comes down, everyone gets sick. So you want to enhance your immune system during summer. And of course, work on quality of sleep and bump up your vitamin D levels.
It's interesting you mentioned bikini bodies and Sports Illustrated. You know where I'm going with that. So Martha Stewart, 81 years old, she is going to be featured on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition this year. Imagine that. I have no comment on how she looks, but I got to say, you got to have enough confidence in you as an 81-year-old and be healthy enough to actually showcase your bikini body in a magazine for the whole world to see. That's why.
That is so true. Very impressive. I think, you know, we all want to live to be a long time and enjoy life, right? Well, we're going to take a short break. After a break, we're going to show you our biohacking tip for this week.
Hi, I'm Julie Jones Hamilton, and my partner, Lynn Kitchen, and I co-host World's Greatest Motivators every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Achieve Channel. Come join us and the best thought leaders in the planet today, right here at E360 TV.
Hi, everyone. It's Andy from Foco Academy. And today's biohacking tip, we want to talk about an essential nutrient that our bodies need, and that's iron. And, you know, having iron in too high of a level or too low of a level can actually cause a whole bunch of problems with your health and, of course, your longevity. And you may have heard your doctors, especially for women that are having problems donating blood, is their hemoglobin is too low and they're anemic because they have too low of an iron level.
and they get tested for their iron because the levels may be too low. But actually, it's more common to have your iron levels too high. And in my opinion, doctors just don't test enough for that. So what are the problems when your iron levels are just too high? And who are most likely to have that problem? Well, I think when it comes down to it, adult men will probably have a bigger problem with higher iron levels, along with women that are no longer menstruating, right? And high levels of iron, they can disrupt your mitochondria, which are like these powerhouses inside your cells. And when your cells are disrupted, all sorts of things go wrong. High iron levels, when untreated, can contribute to development of heart problems that can lead to high blood pressure. It can lead to heart attacks. It can lead to higher resting heart rate. It can lead to problems with your blood sugar control, leading to diabetes. And that can actually lead to problems with brain health, like Alzheimer's and even cancer. And it's actually quite easy to get too much iron in your diet without even knowing about it, especially if you eat a lot of processed foods. Because a lot of processed foods and cereals, guess what they have? They are fortified with iron, right? And so you're getting all these iron sources without even knowing about it. And then, of course, if you like eating red meat is also higher in iron. And, you know, it may not be the cholesterol that doctors have been saying that red meat kills you that's causing heart damage, but maybe the high iron content, right? And of course, what happens when you drink, you know, when you eat a lot of red meat, you have a nice glass of red wine or alcohol. And guess what? When you're drinking alcohol, it drives more iron out of the foods you eat into your bodies. So that's not a good thing too. But what if you're cooking at home? Well, if you're cooking with iron pots and pans, you have iron content going into your body. And if you're drinking water that's contaminated iron, you can also get iron in your body. So there are so many ways that you can be getting iron without even knowing about it, right? And that could be very dangerous, like I said, for your heart, for your blood sugar control, and for your brain. So what do you do? How do you know if you are high in iron? Well, you should go get your blood tested from your doctor. And once again, I think that doctors typically test for low iron levels, but you should get your serum ferritin tested. So basically that's iron levels in your blood. And I find that in most basic labs, they don't test it for you. It's listed, but they don't give you a number. Request to get that tested to see how high your iron levels are. And if they are high, then, you know, we have to do something about it, right? And of course, you know, the numbers that they give you, the range, their normal ranges, in my opinion, are very high. You know, they're not optimal for a healthy living life, and of course, definitely not for longevity one. So if you want to know what's the best numbers to interpret your blood labs, hit me up. We can help you with that too. We can go through your blood labs to help you go through your health, what's going on inside the body. So now that we know possibly your iron levels are high, you won't know until you get tested, what can you do about it? Well, you know, the best way to lower your high iron levels is to donate blood 2-3 times a year until your iron levels go down. And guess what? When you're donating blood, not only are you saving and extending your life, you're also going to be saving someone else's life that may be needing blood. Anyways, that's our tip for this week. See you next week.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. And, you know, we talked about being normal, and I talked a little bit briefly about optimal. And, you know, is being normal a good thing? You know, who doesn't want to be a normal kid? You don't want to be the oddball, right? We tend to relate normal to being good, and being abnormal is being bad, right? But what does it actually mean to be normal? Are you normal, Minna?
Well, I think I used to want to be normal. And, you know, parents, they always say they want normal kids, right? Who wants a kid that, you know, if I say your kid's not normal, you probably don't like it, right?
Yeah, you'll get offended for sure.
So, well, not until I realize what normal really means, right? What it really means is when they, you know, when they say you're normal, it's actually quite crazy. People would tell you that, you know, normal, it is normal to be in debt. Mm-hmm. It is because most people have a lot of debt. It's normal to have a big mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, student loans. And that's just what normal people do. And if you remember statistics from way back in college, they taught you that the average, and then there's a standard deviation chart. 95% of the time, the people are within two standard deviations, which is what is considered normal, because that's where the majority of the people are. However, normal doesn't mean it's good for you. Stacking up your debt is a huge stress on you and your body and your mind. So when you have a lot of debt, you tend to make different career choices. You make a lot of, actually make a lot of different choices. It changes what you eat. It changes where you travel to and how much time you spend with your family. It is a big deal. So in this case, I really do believe it's better for us not to be normal. I mean, I would rather be debt-free and not normal, maybe even strange, than to have a heavy financial burden.
And that's why we're called the foolish couple, because we're nowhere near being normal. And in terms of being normal for your health, it means that your body is not normal. It's not functioning optimally. You know, you heard Lina talking about that 95%. Well, when you're normal, you're part of that 95%, because the doctors say that your health markers are within this range where 95% of the population is. Unfortunately, there is 2.5% of people that are excelling. They're going to live forever, you know, maybe not forever, a long time. And then the other 2.5% are the people that's dying. Like, they're literally probably going to drop dead tomorrow. You're in the 95% and you don't know where you are. You could be either close to really good, or you may be dropping down next month, maybe not tomorrow. And, you know, when you just, you know, and I think the big problem is it's when people talk about food, right? You know, the doctors say, oh, you can get everything you need in the food you eat, all your vitamins and all your minerals and stuff like that in your diet. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have enough of the vitamins and minerals for longevity.
I mean, you can, right? You just have to know what you eat, but you have, and you have to eat a lot of the stuff that has the nutrient in it.
That's so true. And when I show people what you need to eat to, on a normal day, it really says, no one can do that. And it's interesting. I pulled up, you know, I was, you know, we read a lot, and well, I try to read a lot. She reads a lot more than me. But according to Bruce Amos, he did this triage. Is that how you pronounce it? Triage theory. And he says his studies have shown that when your body is lacking in the vitamins and minerals you need for longevity, what it does is it actually rations that, you know, that vitamin or mineral that's low in, and it starts to favor protein enzymes essential for immediate survival and reproduction. That's important, right? You want to live and reproduce, but it doesn't mean that it helps you fight off disease. And it doesn't help you live a long time. So all of a sudden now, you know, you don't have protection to fight off heart disease or cancer. Like, what do you think about that?
It's an interesting theory. Where'd you hear that from?
Dr. Bruce, you know, Bruce Amos from Trios Theory. So, it's a very interesting theory. And one of the things he also said is three vitamins and minerals that people are lacking. And when I'm saying lacking, they're lacking in normal terms. Right, not the optimal terms, like vitamin D, you know, he's showing that 70% of the population, especially in the US, are lacking vitamin D. And isn't that crazy? All you have to do is go outside and you get vitamin D. But 70% are lacking the normal values, not optimal, just enough to survive and reproduce, but not live a long time and fight off disease. 60% is lacking vitamin E, and 45% is lacking magnesium. And so, you know, like I said, vitamin D, go out in the sun, go to the beach. It's summertime, right? Get some sun. Vitamin E, you can get it get it from your foods. If you eat a very diverse, foods, you get it, you know, our favorites are avocados and lobster, right? You know, and magnesium. If you're eating any leafy, you know, vegetables, you got magnesium, right? And the last thing, you know, is oils, Mina. You know, like the omega-6, the omega-3.
Oh, like fish?
Yes. You know, the ratios, it's all messed up. The normal range for people is like 20 to 1 to 50 to 1, meaning that they have 20 or up to 50 omega-6 ratios to one of omega-3. And the, you know, a good normal, well, not normal, optimal level would be like 1 to 1 to 5 to 1. So get some more omega-3s into your diet. It's important for brain health, right? You know, if you have brain fog, you know, it can lead to dementia and it can lead to Alzheimer's. So stop cooking with vegetable oils such as corn oil, canola oil, soybean, margarine, you know, all those bad oils, and stop eating out on those fast food places because that's the type of oils they use. And of course, it's all in all those processed chips, snacks that comes in a, you know, box, can, bag, whatever, right? And where can we get more omega-3s?
Well, you know, mostly fatty fish like sardines, anchovies, herrings, wild-caught salmon. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. So, you know, let's get those ratios right, right? You know, but what about society? What's normal about society?
Well, you know, we always feel like we needed to fit into society. And it may just be because of marketing. I mean, if you look in the types of commercials that are played on TV now, the biggest marketers, the people that's paying the most money to foreign commercials are pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. And they made it sound like it is normal to be sick, that it is normal to have to take medication for the rest of your life, and it makes you happy for some reason. And maybe it is normal to even experience side effects of these medication. And I think that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. If anyone ever knows watching this commercial, they got some speed reader that speed reads all the side effects, and most of them is and death, right? Side effect and death. And, you know, and that's okay. People still line up and get medication, right? Just our opinion.
Yes.
Same thing with debt, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with credit cards. You know, they're making it so hard for you to believe that having, you know, credit cards is good for you. Well, if you're paying off the balances, right, you know, I'm sure their intention is good for you to have the ability to buy things conveniently, but it's not normal to be in debt.
It isn't. And really, they're just encouraging you to pre-spend money that you don't have so that you can pay them interest, which is good for them, but not for you. And really, but 70% of cardholders, credit card holders, they carry a balance, which means they are paying interest to the bank. And if that's normal, I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be paying money for no reason at all.
And back to longevity, because our show is part LIFE, L acronym, longevity. So you probably heard that older people, maybe for some people, some of you, your parents, your grandparents, they're always mumbling something about having diabetes. It's in, you know, it's in their genes, you know, every generation had it, or blood pressure, you know, that is normal. Back pain, well, I got that because I was such a hard worker, or I played sports, or that just being normal, having back pain. And of course, arthritis, like these are all things that they claim as being normal when you're being old. But do you want to be old and normal?
Or would you rather be 100 years old but pain-free and drug-free? I would choose not to be normal.
Definitely. And, you know, if you've watched a few of our episodes, you know, we're shooting to live to 150, right? People are questioning us, 150 with our health. And right now, we're in our 50s and we're healthier now than we're in 30s. So old and frail, well, I don't believe in that.
So we have 100 years to go.
That's right. So we're only one third of the way there. Well, all we're saying is being normal is ingrained into us, and we're trying to raise your awareness up to what normal means, and whatever you want to be is you don't want to be normal. Well, maybe some of you do. I don't know. But, you know, we still want to raise that awareness because these days being normal means you're broke, you're sick, and you're overweight, and you need medication, right?
No, I don't want that.
You know, not many people can be above normal and really thrive, but guess what? That's what we're here for. That's what the show's for. That's what our guests here. And, you know, coming back after this short break, you know, Christy's going to be chatting with Leslie Urbis, and she's going to tell you how to bring your normal health to optimal levels. You know, it's going to be amazing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells. A true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body. How you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
I heard myself. Frustrated, cold, hard.
Scale was up.
Money wasn't great.
I was frustrated all the time.
Nothing felt good.
I felt like a bad mom.
A bad wife. A bad person.
I wasn't really quite sure what was stopping me from achieving my results.
Then I could step into the power of secret energy of food. Step into the power of energy mastery work.
Step into the ability to be free
and light and enjoy every moment of every day, of no longer being stressed out, of having food work for me, weight falling off, life just being easy. I'd love to share those tools with you. So if you're interested, I'd actually love to give you a free session. So click the link and grab a free session with, me.
So you too can feel.
It's great every day.
Back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Our guest today is shaking up the world of weight loss and busting the myths all over it. She's also my personal friend, coming to us today from sunny Spain. Well, maybe not sunny at the moment because I think it's the middle of the night there at this moment. Leslie Urbas, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me very much.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you. Absolutely. You know, Leslie, the wellness industry these days, I mean, it's incredible. It's in the billions. It's just an incredible number to even think about. But the success rate is only around 90%. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, so I think it's actually the opposite of there's about 90% failure rate in the wellness industry. Could have been me that formulated that as we chatted earlier wrong in my middle of the night stupor here. But so there's quite a lot of failure in the wellness industry. And the truth of that is really that wellness really only deals, majority of wellness fans only deal with the very top layer of what we have to do. It's a to-do list. It's a plan. It's a count this, measure that kind of attempt to get people to change their health. And as humans, we can do things like that, but most of us only do it for a period of time, right? You can go to class and learn for a period of time. And then when you're done, you're like, cool. You know, I'm sure many of us can remember back, like, I know I learned about the moon, but I don't really remember. Like, I know it's on its way down. Is that like a waxing gibbous, a waning gibbous? You know, like we can all go into those moments where we kind of remember, but we don't really know. And that's sort of what's happening with the wellness, is that when we have a means to an end, we can push through to get a result, but we can't sustain it for long because we either get bored or life comes in the way or something hiccups us. So most of the plans out there just tap the surface of what we really need in order to successfully lose weight and have it be easy.
Well, easy is definitely something people want. I think that's why they tend to search for magic pills that, of course, never, ever work. And and that's definitely something I'm really interested in. And I know you have, like, just incredible success stories from clients you've worked with. And
yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of people that wind up working with me have just hit that wall of, like, I'm just done. I just don't want to continue on being stressed, worried, feeling like they're unheard, you know? What's funny is that I once heard that if there really is an emergency, they will give you the way out. If there's a fire, go this way, right? I'm from Florida, where when there's a hurricane, it's like, we're not allowing you to come in. We're going to close the highway, and the highway can only go the other direction, right? Okay, so we give you a solution. But when it comes to things like this, sometimes you go to your doctor or you go to the person that you trust, like, I don't feel good. I'm overweight. I believe that there's something else out there happening. And they just say, okay, we'll go do keto, or we'll go do this, right? Or they hand you a pill very similarly. And that's the response to that. But that's not actually a solution, right? So the person that we trust the most is what we're giving them. Like, imagine your kid coming to you and being like, Mom, I don't understand this math problem. And you being like, well, just go Google it, or go do XYZ, or go do whatever it may be, right? You just give them something else. They're going to look back and be like, okay, well, then I guess I'll just Google everything, right? And then they don't learn anything. They just keep going back to the internet to research the answer. And a lot of times that's part of the problem, is that we're using surface answers and going to surface level solutions because that's the low hanging fruit. But that's not where we're going to get our answer from. That's not where we're going to get our solution. It's going to keep us stuck because we're not actually diving into what's going on underneath us. So my clients know this. They know that they've done the surface bit and they're feeling very unheard. They're feeling like, I am just tired of going about it the same way. I can do X and achieve Y, but then I go back to X and I don't know how to stay from going back from X. And that's where I come into play, basically. So,
exactly. Because if you feel like, you know, you're going to go to a birthday party and you feel like you have to steal yourself because you know there's going to be cake and ice cream there, and, you know, and you're going to punish yourself violently for having a little tiny sliver or something, then that's, what's the fun in that? There's no living. That's so true.
Yeah.
How is your program kind of flipping that 90% failure thing on its the other way around?
Yeah, for sure. I have more of like a 97% success rate. And it's really just to dive in. So whether it's my program or somebody else's program, I really truly believe that people need to analyze a program based on the depth and the knowledge. So the first level is, everybody's always talking about it needs to be catered to you. I'm sure you've probably heard that, you know, Weight Watchers catered to you, or, you know, get your personalized macros plan or something along those lines, where those things are quote unquote catered to you. You could probably plug and chug your own numbers online and find out the same solution, but it's a catered to you solution where your body actually knows if it wants it or not. That's the key, is that, you know, we avoid certain food groups. You hear, I shouldn't eat this, so you don't. But maybe it's not the whole food group. Maybe you need to avoid certain things from additives, et cetera, and really play into your body. So that's more of the catered to you response that I believe that people need, is understanding what their body is saying, yes, no, right? And really going back to that, which we lose when we're very young, especially if we went to school. You know, you got to ask to go to the bathroom. You got to ask to drink water. You're told when to eat food. If you're hungry in between, too bad, so sad. You can't have any of that, along those lines. So I really believe that, yes, that's a part of it. but you need to go a little bit more in depth as well. You need to go into the energy behind the food, the energy in your kitchen, the energy in your world, detoxing some things, playing into some energy work as well, you know, really cleaning up what's going on behind food. And then last but not least, really diving into how you were raised and what you were taught about food and nutrition and health, you know, we're just big boned is something that you could be telling yourself. And thus you remain overweight just because you always heard, well, we're just big boned, but you could potentially maybe be 20 or 30 pounds less. It's just in your head, you're running, I'm just big boned, but if you could actually lose the weight, if you could change that pattern in your brain.
You know, I talk so much about the imprinting. Like people say, oh, it's genetics, but I think almost everything is actually imprinting, and that's exactly it. You imprint these ideas from your family. Oh, our family's just big boned. Never mind that, you know, we eat at McDonald's every night and or whatever it is that's causing the issue, and maybe that's not optimal for you. So that's a really valid point. Do you have kind of like a four pillar approach in your program? And if you do, what are the pillars?
So those are the four. The first one is to have something that's catered to you. The second thing is really the secret.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry. So catered to you, I've noticed, like, I know Andy and Minna, I know they do pretty well with keto, which for me is, it doesn't work at all. And I like food combining because the combinations seem to be the way that I feel better. So that's part of it, right? You have to find what works for you individually.
Correct. Very, very, very correct. I really speak to that. Most of the research that we do on diets out there are based more on men than women because they can't put as many women in research studies like those because we have too many varying factors, right? You know, what time of the month are we on? And if you've ever paid attention, the lunar cycle is 28 days, and so is a woman's cycle. There's kind of a reason for that. And so women will be like, well, I'm menopausal, or I'm perimenopausal, or hormones will come into play there. And as I try to say, technically, we're all cycling based on the moon, whether we're a man or a woman. A woman does have a little bit more of those effects, and we do with our hormonal pieces. But even a little girl is having those cyclical hormones. They're just not producing the same feminine response. And even somebody in menopause is still cycling through the hormones. They're just not producing the same response, right? So all of those things are going to come into effect. So when they try to do research on keto, intermittent fasting, any sorts of diets that are out there, they're using a majority of men. So that's why sometimes women can feel like they're beating their head against a wall or feel very unheard. And like I said, that's why they wind up coming to me, because they want somebody to actually hear, like, I believe that it is hormonal, but I don't believe it's strong enough that I need hormone therapy or something along those lines. I just want it to generally be easier. Yeah.
That makes sense. And that's coming out more and more and more, that pretty much everything in medicine is about, is much more about men than women.
I mean, totally. But again, that's because that's who they can control, right? They don't have as many, outlying factors of like, oh, okay, she just got a period and now it's lasting 22 days because, you know, something hormonal is going on, or, you know, they're in their 30s. So it's typical periods, but then, you know, you get into your 40s and maybe it's not so much, or 50s and it's hit or miss. You know, they're really not able to control us as well in the study. So that's why it's easier just to use the majority of men.
Okay. Yeah. And then what was the second pillar?
Yeah. So the piece to that, just so that way you know, is that the reason why there's the catered to you response is because even if you're a woman and you cycle on 28 days, your cycle is semi-different than somebody else's. So it's very important for somebody to really understand what's going on with you. So that's number one. Number two is the secret energy of food and detoxing your kitchen. Remember, laws of the world, right? Energy is neither created or destroyed. So what is it that you're getting from your food? What are you putting into your food? What is happening with your foods? What's happening in your kitchen? All of those things really come into play when you're discussing your own personal health. So that's pillar number two, really understanding what it is. Pillar three is energy work. Really understanding that because that energy is neither created or destroyed, you could be taking on things that you've previously heard. You know, when I was in high school, within the first week of high school, I had a coach tell me that I was too fat to play softball, that I would never play on the varsity team. Please note, I was at a very normal, healthy weight. Okay. BMI and height and weight were all completely normal. I just wasn't stick skinny. Okay, so I was told I would just never play varsity. And less than 5 days later, a girl that had a majority of classes with me, when I said, hey, let's hang out, she said, I'm sorry, Leslie, but you're just too big to hang out with us. So I then cycled and lived through that, right? So that energy became a part of me. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. That increased as I would look in mirrors and I would, you know, go from day-to-day experiences. It's like, I'm not pretty, I'm not skinny, I'm not worthy, right? And so that pattern lied within me for many, 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 many years until I could overcome that, right? Mm-hmm. Energy work helps to move that rapidly instead of slowly. But then I also tie in the fourth pillar of, you know, what other things are you playing into? What things are in your life because somebody else told you, you know, oh, we have good metabolisms, but then we get to menopause and we gain weight. Or, oh, you know, enjoy that metabolism while you're young, because once I hit my 30s, I lost mine. You know, things that we think are relatively harmless, but we repeat over and over to our youth. That's a part of their brain. I mean, I watch my four-year-old sometimes when she asks me and I'm like, do I do that? It's like, okay, all right, got to change that up because I don't like that, you know? Okay, and so my phone is very much a mini in certain ways. But, and so when I see something, I'm like, oh, there's another thing I got to change, right? Okay, let me work on this next step. And I feel like that's very important for people to understand when it comes to nutrition, fitness, food, et cetera. You know, what is it that's really underlying that you were told, you know? You know, we don't eat that. We don't eat ice. You know, did you watch your mom in her 30s and 40s sit out from the ice cream, the cake, the cookies and things like that? I watch a lot of my friends do that. Oh, no, I don't eat that anymore. I don't eat that anymore due to age or whatever. And I'm like, no, you do eat that. You just aren't, because it's the pattern that you were given instead of the answer of what you really need. So
then there would be a physical. So I'm going to use me as an example. So I have found that if I eat dairy, that I get my feet and ankles get, and I get swollen. And if I stay off of it all, just all of it, nothing, that I normalize. It's like I inflame. And so for me, but with one caveat, if I eat raw, then I'm okay. So that would be more like maybe it's the processed. The processed dairy rather than the actual dairy. Would that be an example of discovering?
Yeah, I mean, that's all pieces, right? So there's the piece of, you know, catered to you. It's not all dairy. You can with this type of dairy. It's just these dairies that you can't. That's number one. Number two, it would tie into, it's probably something energetically, potentially. So that would be something we can tap into. And then the last piece could also be, you know, a majority of people that were raised with like their parents being lactose intolerant, you'll notice that they also say that because they're having very similar side effects, or because they always heard their mom say, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm lactose intolerant, right? You continue to hear that from somebody else and you can believe it about yourself. Again, just because you're hearing it over and over. You know, because I understand that repetition is key, I will do that to my daughter with positivity things, right? Like, Lily, no, you know, you can do anything you can put your mind to. I do it with my son too, but he's only two. And so he does not repeat it as much. It's that sort of thing. What are we filling their minds with? You know, mm-hmm. Somehow my daughter picked up something like, oh, this is unhealthy for me. And I was like, whoever said that? I don't know. It wasn't something I said. And as I tell her, all food can be healthy for you when it's in alignment with you. and when it's you're feeling like you should eat it, right? So I teach her to understand. And so there will be times that I put things on her plate and she's like, Mom, I just don't think I should eat that. And I trust her instinct and allow her to understand that, right? So sometimes, yes, that does mean I give her something semi-different based on the food she's refusing, but it's really playing into that piece, if that makes sense.
You know, that I think that is an enormous piece right there. How many times have parents force their kids, eat what's on your plate, eat what you're given. And they don't get a choice, and they're literally trained that they do what you're told, and what your intuition is telling you doesn't matter. That is huge. And then we grow up and we're constantly battling our own intuition because our intuition is telling us one thing and the world is telling us something different. That is huge. And it's not just for this, it's for everything.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. As I like to say, your body actually knows what it needs and what it doesn't need, but people just aren't paying attention to that because they feel they have to follow something outside of them. You know, let me go grab this surface level diet because that's what we do and the majority of people do. But the majority of people are having a 90% failure rate. So when you actually want success, you have to tap into a higher level.
Oh, this is a conversation that I could have with you for hours and hours. I mean, it's going on forever. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Everybody, you can find Leslie on her website at leslieurbas.com. It's on the screen. Or you can email her at Leslie, spelled L-E-S-L-I-E. At leslieurbas.com. And she has you have a free consultation for people. And you can find out about her and her programs and what feels like a good fit. And when we come back, Andy and Minna are gonna be back on with some interesting tidbits. So stay tuned.
Hello. We are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit. Foster Base, No Kill Group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us, is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Hi there, I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, to live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really nailed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com. Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Now, life is really about balance, right? I mean, having too much iron is not good for us, as you heard Annie talk about it. In my case, my iron level is always on the low side, so much that, you know, before I go to donate blood, I actually have to be mindful and actually eat a big juicy steak or take an iron tablet, something to boost my iron level, because otherwise they actually turn me away. They won't take my blood. So, by the way, if you haven't done it lately, schedule a time and go donate blood. It costs you nothing and you're really helping someone else out there. However, when your vitamin levels are too low, that's not good for you either, right? You may not have heard of things like scurvy, rickets, beriberi. You know, like, what the hell are those? Well, those are severe deficiencies that are in vitamins that we don't really see anymore. And that's because, you know, most people get enough to not have those diseases. But that doesn't mean that you're optimal. And you know this. Just doing the bare minimum in anything will get you the bare minimum. It's true in school, it's true in your career, and it's definitely true for your health as well. Even if you're good genes, that's not going to get you very far. So if you want a chronically healthy life, shoot for optimal levels of nutrition, and you're halfway there.
You know, just remember, normal people would always do the bare minimum. So don't be normal. Be optimal, right? Be better than normal. When it comes to your life and your family's well-being, you don't want to be just normal. Be that weird kid. Be that weird family. Be the odd person out. You want to be optimal. You want optimal health, and you need to be more mindful about your health. And over the next few weeks, you know, in our biohacking segment, we're going to cover even more about the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that our body needs, what it does for you, and where to get it. And, you know, we feel like there's a lot of misinformation out there, and we just want to set the record straight. Next week, we're going to have our special guest, Sherry Berger, really great friend I met at BTBY. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch all past episodes at watche360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. And we also love to hear from you. You can give us comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. Rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, or, you know, our YouTube channel. Or, of course, you can always email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. See you next week.